This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
As persistent triple-digit temperatures and dry conditions increase wildfire danger for much of the state, Texas A&M Forest Service urges Texans to be cautious with outdoor activities that create sparks. Through Friday, high temperatures and increased wind speeds will support the potential for large wildfires that may be resistant to firefighters' suppression efforts. The risk for wildfire activity will remain elevated through the first week of August as very hot and dry conditions are likely to continue. The Department of Justice filed a preliminary injunction Wednesday against Governor Greg Abbott and the state of Texas over a string of buoys installed in the Rio Grande. The DOG is asking a judge to order the governor to remove all floating barriers installed in the river until a lawsuit filed earlier this week is decided in court. Federal prosecutors said the buoys are in violation of the Federal Rivers and Harbors Act because the river is an international boundary. Two North Texans are learning that second-tier lottery prizes can still be worth big bucks after recent non-grand prize wins in the Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries. A player in Anna won $4 million on a quick pick ticket bought with a Mega Plier. A Forney Powerball player picked five of the white ball numbers drawn, but not the red Powerball. That ticket was worth $1 million. A town hall meeting is tonight at 7 at the Lamar County Fairgrounds. It's an opportunity for voters in Texas House District 1, which includes Lamar, Bowie, Red River, Cass, and Morris counties, to meet incumbent Representative Gary Van Dever and his challenger Dale Hulse. Also, Dr. Pam Anglin, president of Paris Junior College, will lead a discussion on the new property tax bill. The missing Keller woman, who was the subject of an area-wide search, has been found safe. Keller police notified a Paris PD detective that 41-year-old Amy Lee Sinwell was located in nearby Fort Worth. The Royce City Police Department has found 16-year-old Kaylee Lynn Sellers safe at a home in Euless. The Amber Alert originated from Royce City, and Police Chief Kirk Aldridge canceled the alert. The Red River County Sheriff's Office has discontinued the Amber Alert for Erica Anderson. She was found alive and well. Fannin County Judge Newt Cunningham has appointed a committee of 36 community leaders to assist in evaluating applicants for the vacant position of Precinct 1 Commissioner. The committee includes mayors, business, and church leaders, as well as respected citizens. County employees and the press specifically are excluded from the committee. A handcuffed man is on the run after escaping from a state trooper's custody during a traffic stop in Harrison County. Troopers, deputies, and marshal police set up a perimeter to try to catch the man, but he got away. The suspect is a white male with a red beard wearing a red shirt and handcuffs behind his back. Smith County Sheriff Larry Smith has been sworn in as president of the Sheriff's Association of Texas at an event in Fort Worth. As president, Smith will represent sheriffs from all of Texas's 254 counties. One of Smith's top priorities is addressing mental health in Texas jails. He said the largest mental health facility in most cities is the county jail. Another of his priorities is addressing the border crisis and getting help to sheriff's offices in those regions. I'm Dick Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.